Coming soon, I'm Chris DeMeo, Fox News. A Ukrainian delegation arriving on the border of Belarus, where they'll meet with for talks with Russia. It's unclear whether that'll lead to a breakthrough in the five-day war.
The peace talks about to get underway on the border between Belarus and Ukraine. The Ukrainian delegation there arriving by a Polish helicopter. The president of Ukraine not taking part in those talks. He's staying here in Kiev. He has pretty low expectations for it. The main goal of those talks on Ukraine's side would be an immediate ceasefire.
That's Fox's Steve Harrigan. Meantime, Ukrainians are leaving their country by the thousands.
Tens of thousands of Ukrainians are said to have fled to neighboring countries, including Poland and Hungary.
Putin is a crazy person who doesn't understand what he's doing.
She's from Kyiv and just arrived in Romania.
I have a lot of my relatives in Kyiv who are sitting in the bomb shelters right now because there is a bombing everywhere and people are afraid and scared.
Ukraine has ordered all men aged between 18 and 60 to stay put, seeking to keep potential fighters inside the country. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
A Wyoming Republican is again at odds with many in her own party. Congresswoman Liz Cheney says a hands-on approach by the U.S. regarding Ukraine is necessary.
Look, we've been down that road before. We've seen isolationism in both parties, and it's always been wrong, and it's always been dangerous. America cannot defend and maintain our own freedom and security if we think that we're going to simply withdraw from the world and not lead.
Cheney speaking on CBS's Face the Nation. The two major bodies at the UN holding separate meetings to discuss Ukraine. The General Assembly and Security Council are gathering and are reflecting widespread demands for an immediate ceasefire. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A defending NASCAR series champ takes the checkered flag at the Wise Power 500.
Watts Jones, big run on the outside. Dillon on the bottom slides up right to the tail of the five. Here they come for the checkered flag. Kyle Larson keeps that surfboard trophy in California.
The call on Fox. Can a deal get done today to end the MLB lockout and save opening day?
Today marks the unofficial deadline for Major League Baseball and the MLB Players Association to strike a deal on a new collective bargaining agreement and end the three-month-long lockout. Yes, negotiations can continue, but the league last week doubled down on today as the deadline to have an agreement in principle or games for this upcoming season will be canceled and opening day on March 31st will be delayed. Optimism ramped up heading into the weekend for a deal to be worked out, the league actually electing to delay more spring games through March 7th to afford the timeline for players and owners to work out a CBA and allow teams to get in order to report to Florida or Arizona. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Two major cities are ending their COVID-related moratorium evictions tomorrow, but it's not clear an end means mass evictions.
The San Antonio Housing Authority says more than 4,000 homes are behind on the rent. But the chief operating officer of the authority said they're not going to start enforcing evictions, especially as evidence shows those who are furthest behind on the rent are the lowest income folks. They're asking people to set up payment plans with the housing authority and seek financial aid through the city. And in Seattle, after a city council vote to extend the moratorium failed, evictions can resume there as well, though officials note there are still millions of dollars allocated for rental assistance and some other current protections in place that were passed during the pandemic. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
New York State's school masking requirement will be scrapped by Wednesday. Governor Kathy Hochul citing a big drop in COVID infections. I'm Chris DeMeo. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.